From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining me today is Ben Rothermel, a young, hardworking singer-songwriter from right here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who pours his whole heart and soul into his music.
If these songs didn't mean anything to me, why would I play them? If I can't scream and cry and shout and get into it, like, what's the purpose then? And then I'm just putting on an act, and that's not me being fulfilled at all.
Coming up, singer-songwriter Ben Rothermel, but first let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. A big thanks to everyone who has already kicked in to help funding the upcoming Wood Stove House theater production called Playgrounds, Theater on Site. Playgrounds consists of three short plays written specifically for three sites in Lancaster that will be performed a total of three times over Lancaster Art Walk weekend on May 5th and 6th. These performances are free and open to the public, but you can help make them happen by visiting woodstovehouse.com and clicking the Playgrounds banner at the top of the page. That will take you to our Kickstarter page where you can learn all about the event and watch a video starring the lovely and talented Steve Carlson, the Wood Stove House Public Events Coordinator. It's almost time for the fourth annual Launch Music Conference right here in Lancaster, PA. By day, Launch is a music conference for artists and music industry professionals to network and attend workshops about all aspects of working in the music business. By night, Lancaster becomes home for performances by over 200 bands in just three nights. Visit launchmusicconference.com for details on attending the conference workshops or just grabbing a wristband for the weekend and getting access to all the shows. Last year, Launch introduced the Wood Stove House to some of our favorite national artists, including New York's Stephanie Carlin, Pittsburgh's Brooke Annabelle, and The Winter Sounds from Nashville, Tennessee. Look for more Launch interviews with bands from all around the country on Around the Wood Stove after this year's conference. And if you're in the area, don't miss all the great showcases this year. Here are the times for some of our favorites. On Friday, April 27th at Marion Court, it's Mark DeRose in The Way Home at 6 and Dana Alexandra at 7. Derry Miller and The Veil will be at the Convention Center that night at 8, and Ducky Duke and The Vintage will be there at 9:30. And don't miss our good friend Joy Ike on the Mosaic Stage Saturday, April 28th at 7:45 p.m. Check out the schedule for all the showcases at launchmusicconference.com. Coming up this Friday, Lancaster's first Friday on April 6th, is a new play reading brought to you by the Lancaster Dramatist Platform. The play is called Cherubs Need Love Too by James Craig and will be read by a handful of local actors at Fulton Theater's Education Building at 24 North Prince Street in Lancaster at 9 p.m. This reading is free and open to the public. Find out more about the Lancaster Dramatist Platform by visiting the Creative Works of Lancaster website, creativelancaster.org, and click on Friends and Partners. If you want to keep up with what we're doing at the Wood Stove House, visit our website at woodstovehouse.com and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, and of course you can subscribe to this show on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher to have the show automatically downloaded to your electronic computing device.
I want to know you. I want to find you. Even when my voice breaks and goes out of tune.
Today on Around the Wood Stove, it's singer-songwriter Ben Rothermel. Ben released his first full-length album called Blue or Green during the summer of 2011. He stopped by the Wood Stove House to chat about his inspiration, his music, and some of the tracks on that album. But before we dig into that conversation, here's a taste of Ben's soon-to-be-released new album called Basement Sessions. This is a hopeful goodbye from Ben Rothermel on Around the Wood Stove.
When the bosun soul blows and the signals are man overboard, when my breathing slows
That was a brand new track called A Hopeful Goodbye from today's guest, Ben Rothermel. Ben will be releasing that song as part of a digital Pay What You Will album called Basement Sessions. Starting next week, he'll be releasing one song per day online with the full project available on April 14th. Check benrothermel.com for details. Ben recorded these songs in his basement during many midnight hours while his family slept overhead. According to Ben, quote, "The songs on this record were burning a hole in me trying to escape, and this album is them escaping in the rawest form. It's an extremely personal lo-fi album, with most of the songs precluded by personal anecdotes." To Ben Rothermel, Basement Sessions is about four things: personal, simple, lo-fi, and perseverance. Here's Ben Rothermel on Around the Wood Stove. Joining me at the Wood Stove House is Ben Rothermel. Welcome, Ben.
Hey, thanks, Jason.
Welcome to Around the Wood Stove. It's a real pleasure to get a chance to sit down and talk to you about your music and particularly this album that you put out last year.
Indeed, thanks. Appreciate you carving out the time for it.
Yeah. Came out in July of 2011. This is the first full-length Ben Rothermel album called Blue or Green.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, talk about that. Talk about your journey as a songwriter. You're a young guy.
Yeah, man.
Take me from high school to now and your songwriting journey.
Yep. I'm a young buck at 22 years old right now, today. Yeah. And
today you're 22?
Today, no, not.
I was like, I didn't see that on
happy
Facebook.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
No, we'll still have to wait
you
on for
a couple months. You are 22 today, but today wasn't the day that you turned.
Correct. And right. July 29th, I'll be 23.
All right, right on.
So, I started writing songs when I was about 13. I grew up with classical training on the violin, but I never hit me. Never like struck this chord of, oh my gosh, I love music so much, until I picked up my dad's guitar and started playing it. And that's when like I was playing it because I wanted to be cool and I wanted to fit in.
Right.
So I was doing it for all these wrong reasons, and I had this group of friends that I wanted to impress or become better than them, and I eventually did. You know, I became better than them, and at that point I was like, what is this? I mean, like, what's the point of playing this guitar? And I kept playing. It felt right, and I started writing songs. I don't really know like why, but it switched from becoming something that I wanted to do to be cool,
yeah,
to being something that I just did because it was me and nothing else. I thought it was fun.
What does a 13-year-old write songs about?
Oh, awful. Just like the very first song that ever sounded like a song was called Ode to the Toad.
Nice.
And there may be an old recording of that floating around. My brothers still request it at shows when they show up. And
Does it get play?
Does it get play?
Yeah. Do you play it for them? When they come and holler Ode to the Toad?
Sometimes. Right. Sometimes. It's a really silly song. Super silly. But that's where it all started, Ode to the Toad.
So now you're making records, this one in particular, Blue or Green. What's that mean, Blue or Green?
The idea was based around a song, Blue or Green, that is, the song is basically asking, like, are my wife's eyes blue or are they green? But deeper than that, we just had this running joke that I always thought her eyes were green and she said they were blue. And really, when you look at her eyes in a certain light, it's like one eye does look blue and one eye does look green. It's really weird and crazy. But
like David Bowie? Like that different? Or is it just...
like crazy, okay, like you put in false contacts. But maybe I'm just like going colorblind or something.
Right.
I don't know. But it turned into a song and I was missing her. I wrote it when I was at college. And we were 900 miles away.
I'll take a drive, I'll take a plane, just to see your face again. I'll fly across these ocean skies, just to see those pretty eyes. Are your eyes blue or green? The sky or ocean or somewhere between? Yeah, I'm looking out my window miles away, baby. Wondering what you're thinking today. Nine hundred miles to
There's a lot of raw emotion on this record.
Thanks.
I mean, it comes through. It's personal. This is a personal album. I'm assuming these are. This isn't fiction.
No.
Right. This
yeah.
is coming from inside. And I found that the tone of the record represents that too, like the sound of it. You know, it's a raw album, and the content of a lot of the material is just, you know, it's almost like you're just peeling back layers. Through these songs, it's really cool.
That is really cool. When I was 13, I was trying to write songs, just because, and I can remember like writing out all of the subjects of things I wanted to write songs about. Like, what do I feel passionate about? And I would write out a huge list, and it was like trying to force art by like putting paint in front of a canvas, but not really having a vision. And so these songs. Like, the way that I write songs needs to happen organically. There needs to be an emotion behind it, mm-hmm. and there needs to be a story. And you don't necessarily need to know where the path ends up, but you need to have a path to kind of head down for that, for at least for me, to write songs.
What does songwriting do for you? You know, how do you use it? What happens to you as a result of these?
Hopefully I become better. One of the songs on the album, My Heart Sprouts Wings, is about wasting time. I wasted an entire day in college watching movies, and that at the end of that day, I got up and I felt so dead inside from wasting my life that day that it prompted me, it like pushed me to write that song. And so every time that I play that song now, it reminds me of that day and kind of pushes me to not waste the precious time that we have here. So it is. I was talking with a friend the other day who was really discouraged about music. He's been doing it professionally for years. And he was just like, dude, nobody cares anymore. You know, I don't know why I'm doing this, just putting time and money and energy into this. And I told him, I was like, you know, maybe you just have to be a little bit selfish to keep going. Maybe selfishness in this aspect is a good thing, where you don't have to play the songs for anybody else. You just have to play the songs that you wrote for yourself, for you. And not being hard-hearted, but just don't care about what other people think. Keep going because it matters to you. And that's really where it comes into ground for me. I mean, if these songs didn't mean anything to me, why would I play them? If I can't scream and cry and shout and get into it, like, what's the purpose then? And then I'm just putting on an act, and that's not me being fulfilled at all.
I wasted time today. I watch life slip away. I spend my time with me, myself, and I. And all I received was pain. I love you, honey, but the money of my time I spent on me, myself, and I. And all I received was pain, the pain of my soul. This ugly black hole, this ugly old mess, and pain, the pain of my soul. Wanna be whole, please take me home and fix me again.
You can now hear Around the Wood Stove while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your iPad or smartphone. Download Stitcher for free from your app store, then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Woodstove, all one word. You'll be automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of this show will be waiting for you in your favorites, and you'll get access to thousands of other shows available on demand with no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Woodstove when you register your app. I like the first track a lot.
Thanks, man.
A Place Near You.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be... I know you mentioned that Blue or Green is it's the title track and it represents a time where mm-hmm. these songs were written. But I really felt like that A Place Near You is a really good opening track because it seems representative of the album as a whole.
Hmm.
The things that really stand out on the album for me are the dynamics.
Okay.
So you come into a lot of these songs and you're really vulnerable, and then it builds to some climax, some bridge, right? Mm-hmm. That just sort of explodes. Uh-huh. And the album's really dynamic, and that brings back that sense of rawness, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That you really and I thought that A Place Near You really represented that well. There's a lot of really nice dynamics, and the guitar playing, the little solo is.
Thanks.
You know, it's a great part of the song. Can you talk about that song and what it means?
It was written when I was just married, and
you were back in Lancaster.
Back in Lancaster, living in Mannheim. I can remember posting the first version of that song. I'd recorded it with a little like point and shoot camera, and stuck it up online, and was just like, "Hey guys, what do you think of this song?" And it was a lot slower that first version. It was like, "I wanna be in a place near you." But I got a lot of really constructive feedback, and it went from this song where I was just reaching out and wanting to feel connected, wanting to feel like I belong, wanting to feel like there's something more to life, you know, the journey, like the searching that I hope never ends, because if you found everything and if you knew everything for a fact, you wouldn't have to have faith. And it's not like having faith is fun all the time, but it's a good thing. It keeps you on your toes, and I believe in that. I'm on a pilgrimage, and I'm passing through the valley of death. I'm on a long run, on my knees, looking east in the dark.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is singer-songwriter Ben Rothermel. This song, Closer, it's a cool little pop song. I like this song.
Thanks, Dean.
Short, but it gets to the point.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. And I love the break in the middle with the hand claps and this toy organ.
Yeah, right? A toy organ.
So tell me about that organ.
It was just a tiny little deal I found sitting in the corner. And somebody said it didn't work, but I plugged it in, and it kind of was like off key, but
yeah,
you know, just it seemed right. And at the time, I was listening to my friend Vince Dynamics music, and he uses a lot of toy organs and really indie pop sounding.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was inspired to use this. I was like, I don't know how. I don't really even play keyboard or piano or anything, but just banged it out, and it worked out, and sure, why not?
It's a great part. I think it adds a lot of color to that,
yeah,
to that song and to the album.
Took off books outside and read. Green grass makes a perfect bed. I look at you and you look at me. Yeah, tell me, what do you see? And how do you go and break my heart like you do? How can I get a little bit closer? Thank you. closer. How do you go and break my heart like you do? And how can I get a little bit closer? Closer.
Let me go.
Let me go.
It's my favorite song on the album.
Cool.
Does that, now, how do you feel about that one?
Love it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that has Taylor Brandt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I wanted
and
to ask
Allison
you about the
Ferris.
I wanted to ask you about the strings. So it's Allison.
Yeah, Allison and Taylor.
Great.
Those guys were awesome.
I really like the feel of this song at the beginning. The ambient beginning. It's really nice and sparse. It's great. I'd like to hear the story behind this one.
Let Me Go came out of that same searching, for something more in this life. I'm constantly thinking about that. I'm not one of those people that really sits back and accepts things. I'm always questioning. So whenever I start to feel depressed, usually it's because I'm losing hope and just maybe I need sleep or tea. But a lot of these songs come out of that place of, I want to become better. I want to be someone better. I want to know there's more, and not just know it in my head, but know it in my heart. So, Let Me Go. It really speaks off of that. Even deeper though, after I wrote the song, I realized that I was kind of looking at myself and examining the part of me that I didn't like. The show Heroes. Did you ever get to watch that?
Yeah,
great show. I may have watched an entire season in bed one day at college, but don't tell anybody.
Maybe.
But yeah, great show. There's a character on there who's a lady, and she has like an alter ego who appears in glass, like a mirror. And then the alter ego will like switch places with her, and all of a sudden the alter ego is controlling her body, and she's stuck in the glass. And like, I saw this show after I wrote the song, and I was like, whoa, that makes so much sense for how this song feels to me. Like, I feel like I'm that person stuck in the glass looking out at myself going, like, what are you doing? No, don't do that. Like, get back here. That's my body. And just, like, let me go from that mirror. You know, I don't want to be held captive. I want to become fully part of myself in that way of being in control of myself. And, like, yeah. I don't know if that exactly makes sense, but it struck me.
When you drowned, you held me and took me down with you. When you froze, you stole all my bones and my toes. You stole all my highs and lows. Let me go. This is not the road for me. Let me go. This is not my destiny. This is not, it should be me. Let me go.
Songs for me are living moments. that come and go. There were a couple songs on Blue or Green that just needed to be recorded and then let go. It's not like I never want to play them again, or I don't want to see them, quote, die, unquote. But it's like they had a time and they had a place in my life. And so now I'm not at that same place in life. And recording them, putting them down for other people to enjoy, like, finally let them go, like, for me emotionally. So these songs are like babies. They're like kids. And, like, someday you just have to kind of push them out the door and let them go.
Can you tell me in just a few sentences why it is that you make music?
I'm a selfish man. I mean it. I write most of my music for myself. I've had people ask me, you know, what audience do you write for? And it's just like, but if the song doesn't mean anything to me, if I don't have any part of myself invested in it, then it's useless for me to really be performing it in front of people. I want a song that I can believe in, that I can push myself. And if this song, you know, has me feeling like I need to just, like, scream out, then I need to do that. I can't write. I can't be tied down in the sense of, like, trying to keep contained to one idea or one audience or one person. So.
Thanks, man, so much for coming down and talking to me about your music.
Dude,
I really appreciate it, man.
It's a pleasure.
And I wish you all the best with this album and with all the music that you have yet to make. You can find Ben Rothermel online at benrothermel.com or link up from our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. We would love to hear from you and your friends. If you like what you hear, drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Find us online at woodstovehouse.com.